streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Tested positive for COVID-19? You have options. The Active 6 study is researching existing medications to learn if they may also help people with COVID feel better faster. The best part? You can participate from the comfort of your own home. We'll send medications to you and you'll take online surveys from your couch. Learn how you can quarantine and take part in much-needed COVID research all at the same time. Visit researchfromhome.org. That's researchfromhome.org.
The big game is finally here as we hit Super Sunday with the last game of the football season, and BetOnline has you covered with more odds, lines, and props than ever before. BetOnline.net remains the best spot for all your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. And it's not just football. BetOnline has up-to-the-minute info on pro and college hoops, NHL, boxing, UFC, along with live, real-time updates of current games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the new amazing offers available for the 2022 season. BetOnline, where the game starts.
If you love to be remembered as the person who gives the best birthday gifts, I'm here to tell you that 1-800-Flowers.com is your ultimate birthday gifting destination. 1-800-Flowers has thoughtful and artfully created options that are guaranteed to deliver the best birthday surprise. Shop thousands of unique gifts at 1-800-Flowers.com for exclusive offers and great values. To order today, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
The Favorites podcast is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to bet the action than on FanDuel Sportsbook during the football season. They're America's number one sportsbook with an easy-to-use app that's safe and secure. And when I win, I get paid out in as little as 2 hours. And this season, FanDuel Sportsbook is making betting easy for everyone. With great promos like risk-free bets, enhanced odds markets, same-game parlays, and more. So if you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started and sign up with promo code FAVORITES so they know I sent you. You must be 21 or older and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text Next Step to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, Virginia, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789 or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Welcome to The Favorites, the podcast from the Volume Podcast Network. It is Tuesday, 2 weeks before the Super Bowl between the Rams and the Bengals. The Rams are currently 4-point favorites. I am joined, as I am every time we do the podcast, by my BFF, my companion, my compadre, professional bettor, Simon Hunter. We got a lot to talk about, buddy.
Yeah, Super Bowl week, brother. It's good. Good 2 weeks of just talking about two teams. It's the best.
It is amazing how much content we'll get pumped out over the next 2 weeks about these two teams. And we're not going to be any different over the next 2 weeks. Today, we're going to sort of do our recap and overview. We do have a lot to talk about, specifically one of us going all in on the Chiefs, one of us going all in on the Bengals. I have gotten a lot of DMs. I have gotten a lot of texts from people who very much want to know, what was our interplay during the game? How did you react? How was I reacting? We're going to recap the weekend, another great weekend for the NFL. We're going to preview a little bit of what we think about this game. Thursday, Stucky, the famed Stucky from the Action Network podcast, whose stats and trends and data I will repeat incessantly when we do our Thursday podcast, generally during the season. He will be on with us Thursday talking about the trends and the facts from the Super Bowl that we need to be paying attention to right now. That is Thursday. Next Tuesday, very special props episode with Sean Kerner and Chris Raybon, our props analysts. They also are the analysts who join me and Simon every Sunday for Convince Me. They're amazing at the prop game. And then Thursday, we'll do our best bets. We'll get down to it. Thursday, we will have narrowed down the board to two teams that nobody else is thinking about, and we will come up with our best bets. It's a full menu that Matt Mitchell has put together for us. He's the best. It's review time. Simon, do you have anything you want to say? This morning, I was working on my year-end reviews for you. I was doing yours this morning.
Am I really actually getting a review?
Fuck yeah, you're getting a review. I'm putting a lot of time into it. From 10:44 until my 11 a.m. call, I was working on your review. I only got like a paragraph and a half in.
I feel like it should be a pretty simple review. I mean, I'm the best, Chad. What more can you ask for?
All right. Let's get to it, man. Listen, we both love the Niners 3.5. Made total sense. Everything pointed to that. I think we probably wouldn't have been surprised, obviously, if the Niners won. We both had tickets on the Niners at 20-1. They gave away that game, as Kyle Shanahan does in the fourth quarter of, you know, high profile games when he has a chance to win something big. But it kind of played out exactly as we thought it would.
Not so much. I mean, honestly, once they got up 10 entering that fourth quarter, I really thought that was it. I thought the 49ers were going to run the clock out. They were going to control it. But again, I don't want to shit on Shanahan because he just did something incredible. Like, he took a team on a nice run to the NFC Championship game. But the Action Network tweeted out, this guy has had, I mean, arguably two or three of the worst meltdowns we've ever seen in fourth quarters. The Patriots one sticks out in everyone's mind with the Falcons. The Kansas City Chiefs in the Super Bowl sticks out. And then that game against the Rams where he just got tight. Again, we'll talk about that Chiefs game. It's just coaches kind of get tight in these playoffs and they start overthinking things. And it's like, Debo is your team. Like, the fact that Debo didn't get a touch for 12 and a half minutes, I believe it was, of that fourth quarter, that's why they lost. It's like, he's their best playmaker. He's the one that got them their touchdown in that game. Like, he is that team on offense. And they went away from Debo and that hurt, man. Like, that guy dropping that pick, I felt like that was the game, kind of, right? Like, he dropped that moonshot down the field ball, which I think would have been at the 50 or 45 of 49ers. And again, they had no timeouts, the Rams. They had used all their timeouts, all their challenges with 10 minutes left in the game. It was just there for Shanahan to take, and he just again, people are going to put on Jimmy. I put it on Channing. I just don't think he called a smart game at the very end of that game where he didn't get the ball in Debo's hand. He put Jimmy in long, like second and nines, third and nine positions. It was a very weird way to end that game, that fourth quarter.
I thought both coaches had shitty games. I thought McVay using the challenges, losing timeouts, clearly was not sort of, neither he or Shanahan were sort of playing at their, coaching at their best in that game at all.
Honestly, I thought Shanahan was killing it for about three quarters there. He just was, the offense was just really methodical where they were using the run to set up the pass and then vice versa. Once they started backing off, that's when he would run it again. But all of a sudden they got that 10-point lead and he was just like, like he didn't know what to do. It's bizarre that this guy who's arguably, we talk about all the time, one of the best football minds in football has meltdowns. But I thought your buddy Seth Wickersham had the best tweet that I saw that night, which was, you see why the 49ers drafted Trey Lance and you can see why the Rams went out and got Matthew Stafford. Like, that game really was Stafford. He went and won them that game. That wasn't Cousin McVay. That was Stafford making those big throws with Cooper Kupp, which, again, we're going to be talking about the Rams a lot this coming week. He was incredible in that game, Cooper Kupp. Like, that catch he had on third down, it was, like, I think third and 10. Really small, tight window. It was a bullet, and he just snagged it and took it for another 20 yards. It's like this guy, his speed, his quickness, his football mind, like, it's incredible that he was a third-round pick for them. What was he out of?
Eastern Washington, I think.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. So that's why, like, we joke all the time about their star and scrub method. It makes it a lot easier when you can draft an all-pro at wide receiver and an all-pro at D-tackle, and then you can fill in the pieces from there. It's like, those are such key positions. The Ramsey, that was obviously a big addition, but that whole team is just solid, the Rams. So for me, that matchup, that felt like the 49ers were their kryptonite. That was a huge hump for them to get over. But in the end, it felt like Shanahan gave that game away. He just did not call the game plan to close the game out. We've seen them take, I would say, 10 different times this year. I can remember off the top of my head, the 49ers having 10-minute drives where they just drive down the field and just eat the clock up. And in the biggest moment, he had a 10-point lead. He just couldn't do it. So for me, this is just more about Shanahan. And again, people say Jimmy's going to leave. I agree with that position. I think it should be Trey Lance next year because, again, I like Jimmy and everything like that. But what did he really do to get them to where they're at? Like, he did have a couple of big throws, but I can see why they drafted Trey Lance. They just need someone that can be that next-level quarterback, just not a middle-level quarterback.
Well, listen, that was a winner for both of us. At this time last week, we were both leaning towards the Chiefs. As the week went on, the number moved a little bit. It got to 7.5. You admitted that you had the Chiefs as 6.5-point favorites. And even though the line of 7 was showing the value on the Bengals, you were going to go with the Chiefs anyways. You just thought they were the better team and in the better position. And you didn't like some of the flukiness that got the Bengals into the position they were. When the line popped to 7.5 for me, I immediately bet the Bengals. And it's probably the first time all year that you and I could not find consensus on a game. Like, normally, if we don't find consensus, then we skip the game and we go on to something else. Didn't have that option. So you and I had to be against each other. You were very patronizing to me last week. You know, I don't know the gambling, blah, blah, blah. I'm playing the public. I had to remind you, I've looked into the bright lights, my friend. I'm an old person. I've been under the pressure. I don't blink. And look what happened. The Bengals. Even down 21-3, I'm like, I feel like I got this. Never once concerned. I didn't hedge, lie.
It's not true.
Dude.
You're lying.
I was not concerned. Not only was I not concerned, I might have taken a nap at some point during the game.
You didn't bet the live line of plus 17?
I didn't bet the live line once.
So that's what I mean. You had given up. That's why you took the nap, Chad. It wasn't that you weren't concerned. You given up.
No, I took the nap because I'm old and I'm tired and I can't stay up for 3 hours at a time.
If it was 21-3 Bengals, you were not taking that nap.
Oh, yes, I was. I'd be even more comfortable taking the nap because then it was like the Chiefs were going to have to score 3-4 touchdowns in order to cover that game.
But no, I was definitely feeling good, man. I was going to tweet out, that's why they call you Joe Dirt, about Joe Burrow, which would have been a great line. But no, I didn't question your credentials. I did a Michael Scott line. I said, you'll learn, baby, you'll learn. which is a line that he says on the show, which you keep not picking up on. It's just a joke. Like, who cares? But no, man, you were right. I said the Bengals felt like a good number, but I just thought the Chiefs were a better team. They had a better offense and Joe Burrow wouldn't show up in the moment. And yeah, if I would have known that the Chiefs would have seven straight drives of three and only get 3 points out of all seven drives, I probably would have been with you. I feel like that'd have been a good bet, but yeah, man, that first half, that's going to be talked about for a long time. That whole sequence of it's 21 to 10. They get the ball down to the one. They have three plays. I think it was like 15 seconds to get a touchdown. Man, I want to blame it on Andy Reid, but like I've already rewatched this game. The second half, it was just all Mahomes. He had open guys. I know people are like, oh, they dropped eight back. He's been facing that all season. He's made it work all season. Just simply Mahomes, just missing his guys. He had plenty of times where Kelce was open. He had times where Tyreek Hill was open. He just did not target them in the second half. So it was definitely one of the crazier things I've ever seen. I think historically, it's never happened before. It was 20-0 in the AFC Championship game. If a team had a 10-point lead at halftime, they were 20-0 at home. So we obviously saw a piece of history there. And yeah, man, it's pretty epic for these Bengal fans because they – again, Chad said he didn't give up. Bengal bettors gave up. So people that halftime, or not even halftime, it was 21-3. To go from that low of lows of being like, fuck, same old Bengals. Like, we all thought this was the team. They just let us down completely too. When it was 21-21 in that second half, I think it was like almost the end of the third quarter, everyone felt that the Bengals were going to win. And then when it went to OT, I was like, oh my God, it's going to happen again. That coin flip BS, which that annoyed the hell out of me because my whole view on the coin flip is they still got to do it. Like people act like it's so easy to score where it's like, it's really not unless the defense is so cooked, they can't keep their legs underneath them, which is kind of what happened with the Bills. It's not that easy to score in overtime. I know it's been a little shifted in the playoffs, but that Cincy team was rested. They literally been sitting that whole second half. It was the Bengals offense that was on the field the whole second half. So The Chiefs went out there. They had two shitty plays on the third play, threw a really bad pick into double coverage, and the Bengals have an automatic kicker. Like, again, we'll talk about the upcoming weeks. That's a big advantage for them this season. This kid has just been incredible. So it was ugly. The Bengals, I didn't give enough credit. I think I was 1-2 on the spread against them in this playoffs, but epic run. I mean, I'm killing myself where we talk all preseason. My favorite bets to make is second-year quarterbacks. Like, I'm early in my career, but the last 8-9 years, that's what I bet. I bet second year quarterbacks either make a run in the Super Bowl or make MVP. I was an asshole this year. I bet Miami and I bet the Chargers. Those are my two Super Bowl futures. Little did I know at 150-1, this Bengals team, man, like, again, I wish I could be more upset, but I'm not just because no pros bet it. Like I've been hitting up a bunch of guys. Like, anyone take this? And it's like Joe Burrow coming off an ACL. None of us really like Zach Taylor in that division, the AFC North. It's crazy to think where they're at. Cause man, we talked in the season, we bet them at 10-1 to win the AFC North. I didn't bet their Super Bowl future. I looked at it too. It was 50-1 at that time. And again, I'm going to beat myself up about it, but it's like, that's why they play football. That's madness. We've never seen the number one pick in the NFL take his team to the Super Bowl in the second year. It's never happened before. So it's definitely cool seeing history.
Yeah, it's really interesting. The thing about this Bengals team and Joe Burrow is we've talked about the flukiness, and this is germane to the Super Bowl, the flukiness of their games. And that when you study them, you look at them from a metrics point of view, none of it makes sense. None of sort of the analytics add up to the Bengals playing 20 games this year and 18 of them ending by 3 points or less. Do you know what I mean? Either them winning outright or losing by less than 3 points. It just makes no sense. But they've got enough talent that they're always one big play away from getting back into it. And you can't underestimate what a game changer Ja'Marr Chase is and his ability to take the cap off a defense and get downfield and draw something. And you also can't underestimate, like, Joe Burrow's just good, you know? And he makes athletic plays at least once a game. He's putting them in a position where he's getting them in the spot that they needed, the exact time they need it. It's very rare this year that he hasn't sort of like that he has succumbed to the sacks and made bad decisions. It's been remarkable, totally remarkable. The flip side is Mahomes. We saw it the second half, overthrowing on a screen that probably could have helped them extend a drive. Significant sackage on multiple drives, running around a little bit too long, wasting time. Like, Joe Burrow wasn't making those plays. He hasn't been making those plays all year. Phenomenal performance.
Another stat I love from the action, Eric, was Patrick Mahomes, when he is led by double digits, he's 39-2 in his career. Against Joe Burrow, he's 0-2. Again, Joe, cool, all the nicknames, everything like that. It's like, he can look like crap for that whole first half. He didn't care. He came on that second half and he was chucking it. And again, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't like they dominated the Chiefs, but they did enough. He made the plays exactly what Mahomes could not do. I think they outscored them, 21-3 in the second half? Crazy, crazy, crazy game. I'm glad I didn't talk so much shit about them, because my biggest thing going into last week was like, I cannot wait to fade the hell out of this Cincinnati Bengals team next year. Like, betting them not to make the playoffs, betting them to come in fourth or third in their division. Like, I knew last week the hype train was getting so unreal, Joe Burrow. Now it's like, I'm terrified of it. It's like, this dude, he's just clutch, man. Like, that was, again, the Bengals, who knows how long their history is. They hadn't won a road game until this season in the playoffs. Now he's won two straight on the way to the Super Bowl. It's like, just such a cool story. That's why I'm so excited that we get to break down the Bengals next couple weeks, because it's like, not that I saw it was going to be set in stone, but it's like, you know, we know this Rams team. They've been here before. They go to the Super Bowls. We know this 49ers team. They go to Super Bowls. We know this Chiefs team. They go to the Super Bowls. The Bengals is like truly one of the most stunning things I can remember in the last, 30 years of football. It's like this team going from 150-1. They had worse odds than the Jaguars coming into the season, to now they are in the Super Bowl. It's like, can't really wrap our head around it because we're still in the season. But like, looking back on it, I just love thinking about that, where it's like the Jets, I saw the other day, someone put $5K on them to win $2 million for next year's Super Bowl. I fucking love it. That's what I love about football. It's like, people, we can talk all they want. Eventually they play the games and it's a fluky game. You're playing with an egg-shaped ball. Weird shit's going to happen. Like Chad just talked about, this Bengals team, the bounces have been going right for them. They have, I believe it's 6 tip passes. 3 of them have been intercepted. That's mathematically, that's improbable. Like, that just does not happen, but it's happening for them right now. So I love this story with this Bengals team.
And now a word from FanDuel Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 56. To celebrate, new customers can bet $5 to win $280 in cash on either team to win when you use promo code FAVORITES when registering. That's right. You'll get your winnings in cold hard cash, because we know cash is always better than free bets. Personally, I'm leaning towards the Bengals in this one, plus a lot of Joe Mixon rushing yards over. There's no better place to bet Super Bowl 56 than...
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Enter the Kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
FanDuel Sportsbooks, who are now live in Louisiana. I love FanDuel for its great promos, even for existing customers like me, and for its extensive Super Bowl prop betting markets. So don't miss your chance to turn $5 into $280 in cash. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and use promo code FAVORITES to make every moment more this Super Bowl. Again, promo code FAVORITES exclusively on FanDuel Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. New users only, $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $280. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text Next Step to 53342 in Arizona, 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Indiana, New Jersey, and Virginia, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Call the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789, or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
This episode is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. Introducing DirecTV Stream, the best of live TV and on demand, which means you can get all your favorite sports, movies, and shows together. So you can watch new episodes of your favorite reality shows live or binge old episodes on demand. Either way, get ready for some drama. And the best part? DirecTV Stream has no annual contract. DirecTV Stream. Get your TV together at DirecTV.com. Requires high-speed internet and compatible device. Content varies by package and location. Restrictions apply.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
I love this story with this Bengals team.
All right. Well, let's talk about it a little bit. Already, the line opened at 3.5. Immediately got bet up to 4. I have bet the Bengals plus 4. The money is currently coming in on Rams. and the bets coming in on the Bengals. Not surprised that it moved to four. It looks like professional money has come in on the Rams. What do we think here? When we spoke Sunday night, our first instinct was Bengals plus four. Yeah. And I can't say, let me, before you dive into the analysis, my instinct wasn't because of anything on the field. And we were very clear about this Sunday night. We did a video about it. We hadn't dug into anything. To me, it was only about two things. One, the Bengals have just proven it all season that they play close games. I said it, like 18 of 20 games have been by fewer than 3 points. B, they consistently find ways to keep the game close late. And C, these playoff games generally have just all been so close that it's hard to see that pattern changing. And so without doing any of the research, it just looked to me like playing a team that's getting more than a field goal is the right side.
Also, like my first instinct was last time I saw McVay in a Super Bowl, he coached one of the tightest games ever. Would they put up 3 points against the Patriots? Like the guy got completely outclassed and he just looked like a deer in headlights the whole time. So that's definitely been the back of my mind. We were talking about that on Sunday night. Now that I have more time looking at it, yeah, like my gut instinct was to take the Bengals because I thought the public and professionals would come on the Bengals. But the pros have loved the Rams all season. Like, it's interesting, too, where they lost a bunch of money last week on taking the Rams. They didn't care. They fired away right away when this line opened. They just love this team. We talked all summer about it. I just did not get it. Like, I had so many professionals telling me to get on this Rams train. Like, take them for the division. Take them for the Super Bowl. And I kept saying, like, Matthew Stafford has never done anything. Like, and their whole argument was it's Detroit. And it's like, is it, though? It's like, he had weapons. He had plenty of talent around him. Apparently, it was just Detroit. I hate saying it, but it's like, what the hell, man? This guy has been incredible in this playoffs. Like, these clutch throws, these big moments, he keeps stepping up. Like, when he was down 10, I was waiting for the pick six. Like, he was going to force it into something, do something stupid, and they were going to take it back. No, he drove the field. They got a touchdown. Then the next time they got the ball back, he did throw that dumb pick. The guy dropped it, and then Stafford from that point on was just locked in. Again, he's been incredible these playoffs. So I still don't really have a strong opinion on this one, honestly. Like, I felt great about the under. It's moved a lot. I'm seeing it down to 48 a lot of books now. I still think that's a good key number with this under. Just think it's a great defensive matchup. Like, both these teams, say what you want about their offenses, their defenses have really stepped up, both teams, in these playoffs. And I'm looking at professional money really coming on this Rams team, which is what's giving me so much pause of this Bengals team, because it's like the pros, I feel like they should love this Bengals team. Like Chad just talked about, all their games are close. They have what we can argue about. I mean, I'm not a big kicker guy, but like this guy has been automatic. Like it's really hard for me to want to take the Rams. And I think that's why like I want to take more time this number, because I already bet the 3.5. I already bet the 4 with the Bengals. It touched 4.5, and my runner texted me. He's like, you won it? And I was just like, yeah, but like, don't put more than a grand, because it's like, I still know what the hell I'm doing here. I want to be on the Bengals. I'll say that right now. Like, I do want to be on them. And my number favorites, the Bengals, I made this number 3. Obviously, 4, 4.5. That's a big, big number for this Bengals team. So we'll see, buddy. It's like, again, that's what's great about the Super Bowl. We have two weeks to break this down. I just don't get what these pros are seeing with the Rams team. It's like they have no home field advantage. Are they really that much better than the Bengals? Like, why? Because everyone knows who Stafford is. Everyone knows Aaron Donald is. McVay is the boy wonder. And another big argument is that Zach Taylor is the understudy. So it's like McVay is going to know exactly what Zach Taylor is going to do. Is he, though? It's like, I don't know. I don't really have any proof of that. They haven't really played against each other before. So I don't know. All this noise, it's kind of like I need to dig more into it. But I can tell you the calls I've gotten from the different pros and guys that need runners to put bets in, they like the Rams and like the under. So they just see it as a great matchup where this Rams team is the more veteran team, the better coach in their opinion. And I can't agree with it at this point. You know how I feel about Zach Taylor. Yeah, it's definitely an interesting one where I felt really confident when we first talked about it with the Bengals. Like, I felt like my numbers were going to back it up, which it did. But hearing all the pro money and all the pros that just love the Rams, they obviously know something, Chad. I mean, they were big like you were on the Bengals last week. Now worked out for them. Now they're flipping. So it's interesting that they're choosing the Rams over the Bengals team, which they've been nothing but clutch this playoffs, man. Like, they really have. It's pretty incredible.
It's weird also because the Rams have, other than the futures, the Rams haven't been a team that would give you any reason to back them against the spread. You know, they've consistently come up short there in the highest profile moments, including this past weekend, including at the end of the year against the Niners. They've won the division, kind of fluky. They won the conference, could have easily lost that game. And the wise guys almost never want to back a favorite of this many points in the Super Bowl. It truly doesn't make any sense. And that's what, and this year when things have not made sense and we've gone with what we know, it's tend to pay off for us, right? Like when we've gone against the grain, even going against the professional bettors, we've been right.
Yeah. And I'm like, again, I'm a little wounded last week that I faded my system because it's obviously been good. Before last week, I was 9-3 against the spread. Now I'm 10-4, which is still great, but it's like, it went 4-0. It literally picked both sides right and had both unders. And it's like, fuck, man. I really wish I wouldn't go against it. But we talked last week. Mahomes was good to me this playoffs. He was 4-0 against the over and against the spread. Now it's 4-2. That obviously that wounded me last week. But I'm going to dive more into the numbers. But we talked about it a little bit Sunday night. Just the big skewer to me for a lot of these guys who are taking this Rams team is the front four. So these guys said no matter what, they were going to take the 49ers or they were going to take the Rams no matter what, once they saw the Bengals won. So I just believe that they think that we saw in that game, Joe Burrow escape a couple, right? He got out of a couple sacks. He is not doing that against this Rams team. Like, Aaron Donald ain't going to whiff on those. Like, that Kansas City, we knew their D-line wasn't that good. We knew they were going to get a little bit of pressure. They weren't good, right? Like, that Joe Burrow was pretty clean in that matchup. So it's what these guys keep bringing up, and that's what I'll dive more into. But I'm going to try not to overthink it, Chad, right? Because I definitely did last week with the Chiefs. It's like you're getting a good number with a good dog. I almost always take the dog in this position, and I almost always take the money line. And we talked last year, one of the big things I do is I take adjusted numbers because the spread, it only matters one out of every 10 Super Bowl. So that means 90% of the time, the spread does not matter in the Super Bowl. And I try to make extra money that way by betting adjusted line. So instead of getting the Bengals plus 170, I can just take the Bengals -2.5 to win +250, which is a big deal when you adjust these lines. So it's definitely an interesting number. I just don't see where the Bengals get blown out. That's why I like you just said, the 4.5, that feels like a really big deal to me. And the books know that. So it's scary. It's scary as we sit here that they've moved at that number, because that's really respected money coming in that they're moving that four. And we saw last week, Chad touched on it a bunch of times, especially on Convince Me, that Bengals number, when we were doing a live show, it dropped. It dropped from 7.5 to 7, despite, I think on the Action app, it was saying 80% of the money and 70% of the bets were on the Chiefs. Reverse line action like that should have been a dead giveaway to me that someone knows something in this game. When they're moving a number like that against millions and millions of dollars, that's the book saying something. Like, someone's got to read on that. So if this game closes at +5, +5.5, Chad, I want to be a little scared because I got a bad number at +3.5. But I'm going to let it ride for right now, and we'll see. Maybe Thursday I get stucky in here, you can convince me otherwise. But it just feels like as we sit here, I just like this Bengals number. So if you want to make a bet right now and take the 4.5, I'm comfortable with it. Just understand that things can change here. Like, I do need to talk to a lot of other pros and see what they're seeing, because I just don't get the Rams love. And usually that means I'm missing something if I just don't understand why so many smart groups are betting this Rams team.
Or the flip side is we're smarter.
Which we were on the 49ers. Again, all these same guys were all over this Rams team. And they're like, no, they're trying to scare you off with the hook, taking the three, like, take 3.5. Don't buy into it. And it's like, no, that's a key number. We're going to take that 3.5. And we joked on Convince Me, like, I would have loved to give out the 49ers money line. But when it's 3.5 like that, such a key number, you just always take that number. You don't just take the money line. So I know it hurt because we had the 20-1 on the 49ers, and I needed that bad, buddy. Like, I'm taking a big loss now in futures this season because I didn't hedge that either. Like, I had $8,000 probably total on that 49ers 20-1. I needed about every bit of it to get my money back for my futures bets. But luckily, I've been betting the 49ers money line and their spread for this playoff. So I got some, I got my money back for betting their futures, but that stung. I'm probably gonna end up losing about 40K on futures, which that stings. But I hit last year on the Buccaneers, and I hit the year before, so it's it kind of helps not as be as wounded. But when they dropped that game again, I, as much as I was upset about the Chiefs one, like that sucked to lose that money, I really had a lot of money invested in that the 49ers on the spread. So that was definitely a bigger sweat for me. When they lost the money line, I was just so crushed. I mean, we did a show afterwards, which I was like in a haze. I was just like, I just want to do this and just put this week behind me. But I knew obviously we'd have to talk about today because you nailed the Bengals game. But I get the pain. Like the 49ers fans that are going through it, it's like as a bettor, I feel your pain because it was like right there for you guys and you just let it go.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not being as aggressively obnoxious as I planned on being because you looked so sad on Sunday night and you've been so quiet the past 2 days that I just don't want to rub it in.
You can. I literally do not care.
I'm feeling pains of sentiment. As I go through your year-end review, I'm thinking of what an excellent podcast partner you've been. You haven't missed a single show the entire year. I can't say that.
That's about to change, though.
Can't say that.
That's about to change.
So what? So what if I got the Bengals right and you got it wrong? So what if I made the more professional play? So what if you got suckered into betting Patrick Mahomes because he looks so good against the Bills? So what if you didn't see when Fluke meets consistency with the Bengals? It's okay. It's okay. I was right. You were wrong. It's fine. I'm not going to rub it in. I don't want you to be sad. You've done so well this year. Congratulations.
Hit the first half, though. That's all that really mattered.
Ah, there you go. Look, there's only one game. We've said we like the under. We've said we like the Bengals. Obviously.
And like, we'll dive more into it, right? I mean.
Yeah. We're
feeling it out.
Matt Mitchell has a whole menu plan for us. It's not like this line is moving like crazy.
I do want people to grab the under now just because it is. Like we grabbed that at 50 and a half Sunday night. Now it's down to 48. Like it's crossing a bunch of key numbers here. So I would like people to grab the under, even though it's like, again, it's not, it might not be a huge bet for me, but right now it's like most of my money is invested on this under. So until it goes down to 47, I really like this number a lot.
All right. We're on the under.
Actually, I'll do what Simon says, right? Should I just
Simon
do that?
Says.
When Simon says do it, when Simon says do it, we do what Simon says.
Simon says, go get it. You're right, Simon. Like, I'm so invested in being smarter than you right now that I completely forgot what's important for the show. And this is why in your review, I'm writing about what a professional you are.
Very.
A savvy media professional with a lot of good instincts.
Yeah. When I win big wins in here, do I rub it in Chad's face? No, I just move on because it's just another weekend for Simon.
Don't try to turn this around.
I literally cut my hair out of anger because I was just like, I need to switch it up. Buzz the head.
All right. A reminder. Thursday, we'll get a little more insight. We'll probably get some sharp calls about why professionals are so into the Rams and we are so into the Bengals. We will have Stucky on. We'll go over some trends and facts from the Super Bowl with Stucky. Next Tuesday, we'll have our massive props spectacular with Chris Raybon and Sean Kerner. And then on Thursday, you and I will go over our best bets. We'll finalize our lineup for the weekend. Also, the official Volume merch store is open. A lot of you have been asking about buying favorite stuff. And we've got a new hoodie available. Nobody loves a hoodie more than me. Nobody loves a hoodie more than Simon. Just head over to volume.com and click on the merch tab. You'll find apparel from our show and lots of other shows here at the Volume Podcast Network. Check it out. No joke. It's like so many people of us are already working from home. You might as well get a freaking hoodie and be comfortable. We did our Simon Says. We don't have to do our Foxhole yet. We don't have to do our Big Bells yet. Scoot Roulette feels a little early.
Yeah, let's save that for next Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll save that for Tuesday. Because it's Scoot Roulette, we could also include some props.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, more on the props line.
Yep. All right. That's all she wrote. This is the favorites from the Volume Podcast Network. For Simon Hunter, for Matt Mitchell, I am Chad Millman. We will be back, reminder, on Thursday with Stucky from the Action Network podcast. to give us all the great trends and facts that we need for the Super Bowl between the Bengals and the Rams. Until then, love you.
作为父母，我们尽己所能在这场疫情中保证孩子们的安全。现在，我们有了确保他们更安全的最佳工具。咱们所能做的最为重要的事，就是为孩子接种疫苗来预防COVID-19。疫苗已经被证明对满5周岁的孩子是安全有效的。联系您孩子的医生，或访问 myturn.ca.gov来查找您附近的疫苗。由 The California Department of Public Health带来。
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.